Hey everybody, this is Luigi Verona, and I'd like to talk to you about Linux audio and electronic music. And today we're going to be talking about what one can and cannot do with Linux audio. The reason I decided to bring this up is because I put on YouTube one of my old tunes. It is called Window in the Sky Part 5, and it is from an album which is titled Window in the Sky, which I made in 2006-2007. It was one of the first albums that I did as an ambient artist, and it is at that point that I realized I really want to do ambient. So this is a pretty special work for me, and I decided to share it on my channel. I got a response from a person whose nickname is Super Linux Audio Guru, and he said, like, great, keep up, the good work. And so I had to tell him that, you know, it's actually not made with Linux, so that, you know, the person understands, because most of the material I put out is made with Linux nowadays. So that got me thinking, would it be possible to make that tune on Linux? And so it was a very interesting thought, and I decided to share what I think about it, to expand a little bit on it. So what you're hearing in the background right now, in my view, is extremely difficult to achieve with Linux. And there are several reasons for it, and so we'll start from, you know, the most obvious ones and just go on to more subtle ones. So the obvious reason that this is difficult to do is that to organize that process takes a lot of time and energy, simply to set up all the synthesizers, to make everything go in sync. Even if you can do that, and in most cases, unfortunately, you can't, you have to record it all by itself. So you have to solo out the drums. For example, you can use Hydrogen to put all the drums together. You can use Jack Transport to synchronize the drums with something else that's going on. And Seek24 doesn't work with Jack Transport currently, so you have to use something else, or just picture in your head the structure of the tune. So of course there's no immediacy to the process. You have to plan it all ahead, or else you will have to re-record everything, which sometimes is also an option, of course. So you have to record the drums, then you have to separately record everything else, and then you have to sync it very carefully. And when doing another reality LP, I had huge problems with that. I had to synchronize hi-hats and drums, and I had to synchronize synthesizers. All of that was extremely difficult to do. Now, the other problem, apart from actually setting everything up and synchronizing, is of course the sounds. Although we do have a number of synthesizers on Linux, and the number of synthesizers and plugins is steadily increasing, there's not a lot of plugins that, for example, support preset banks. We have a lot of presets for Zin, which is good. Although Zin itself, in my view, is extremely difficult to use, it's not a synthesizer that a person who's not specifically a specialist in synthesizing sounds, a person will probably not create any complex sounds. We have Phasix, which is easier to use, but again, if you're not a person who knows how to synthesize sounds, and actually I'm a person who's not very good at synthesizing sounds, you'll have a hard time. And so the choice of plugins is still pretty poor, and those plugins that do seem to produce pretty cool presets, they're pretty difficult to use. And so immediately I can see that the variety of sounds used in this tune is larger than anything I've done on Linux. If it's not ambient, of course, but I mean, if it's a structured track with a rhythm, just listen to the amount of lines of music that is there, to the amount of different sounds, to the amount of effects. And a lot of those sounds were created using automation. For example, you have some cutoff frequencies and, you know, some other effects, and you have to automate them in real time. There's a lot of that going on here, and right now you can hear one line of synthesizers, like TB-303 type synthesizer, but like under a high pass filter, I think, which is changing. It has an LFO, and then you hear another one which is automated. The cutoff frequency is automated, and so it goes like that. And all of that goes all at once. So on Linux Audio, as we spoke previously, you have to do it separately and then put it all together, which is doable, but it makes it much harder. And as for automation, I'm not even sure what you can use conveniently. For example, you have pretty good automation tools in HarmonySeek, pretty good sequencer, so pretty good tools. But if you know, then you have to synchronize it with something else if you don't like the way piano roll is done there. Let me put you another tune here. It's also from the same album. And it's Window in the Sky Part 3. And let me forward a little bit. Okay, so here we go. It can run in the background while I finish talking. It's basically the same kind of complex structure, a lot of things going on, and a lot of automation as well. So what I'm trying to say is that Linux Audio currently, when it comes to very complicated structures, complicated arrangements, this is very difficult to do. This is very difficult to achieve. And when it comes to automation and experimenting with synthesizers, you either know that it's impossible or that it's so difficult that you really have to pull yourself together and just, you know, use up 2 or 3 hours of your time to just make up a sound. So, for example, you have a synthesizer and you want to automate, say, cutoff frequency, a resonance, then you want to automate a little bit of pitch so that it has vibration, and then you want to automate echoes and the amount of reverb. And this is something that is, it's not that it's absolutely standard thing, but this is that's not rocket science is what I'm trying to say. You can get pretty cool effects by simply automating the filter and the amount of reverb. For example, you want the tail to reverberate a lot, so you would enhance reverb at that time, and so on. When it has like, and you know, you enhance the delay and all those stuff. Now think, how would you do that on Linux? First of all, not all plugins would work. Let's say we're taking Qtractor or we're taking Ardour. Not all effects will be supported. As far as I understand, Ardour 3 does not support DSSI, and there are synthesizers which are in DSSI. We have Carla, for example, and you can use that, but that means that you have to set up several synthesizers, connect them all up, and then connect each synthesizer with HarmonySeek. And in HarmonySeek, you have to assign all the MIDI channels. And actually, I don't remember if that problem is solved in Carla, if you can actually assign different MIDI channels to different synthesizers. If not, then it's even impossible to automate several synthesizers at once. And so you can see that it is very difficult to work and get immediate ideas. Each time I think of something, I have a problem. I understand, whoa, I can't do that right now. I have to close everything, then open up 3 other things, connect them, and then maybe see what's going on. And then I test it out, and it's crap. And so I have to close it all down, open something else up, experiment again. So while it is very challenging, and in a way it is inspiring because you want to do something that challenges you, it makes it pretty difficult. And so I'd like to complete this sort of podcast by saying something like, what do I suggest? And that's a pretty old topic, which I raised as soon as I came on board to Linux Audio scene. And I have to admit that my suggestion is still the same. I do strongly believe the Linux Audio does require some sort of an all-in-one setup. Now, this is not necessarily has to be an actual all-in-one sequencer, not necessarily has to be an all-in-one application, but it has to be sort of, you have to have the ability to get modules and construct sort of your system out of them. And they have to be standard. They have to work very well with each other. In fact, they have to be designed to work very well with each other. For example, let's look at what I want. We would like to automate parameters, and we would like to do that very easily. So what you can do is have an automation editor that would have all the graphical stuff to automate parameters, and then you link that automation editor with a synthesizer plugin. And what that does, it allows you to very easily add automation in that automation editor. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you connect automation editor to Phasix, and that means that every knob in Phasix is now sort of related to that automation editor. You touch a knob in Phasix, and then there might be an option, automate in the automation editor. You click that, and automatically that automation editor catches that knob, and you can begin to draw it, because basically that's what a sequencer does, an all-in-one sequencer. It is aware of the plugin that is loaded into it, and then what it does is it simply creates a graph which corresponds, along probably with a MIDI message or some other internal message, that corresponds to that knob. And so the user does not have to manually connect anything. In our case, what I would propose is have these sort of modules that you can connect, and that would automatically cache things. And that would really allow a person to build their own sequencer in the way that they're working and in the way that they really want to work. So that would be my suggestion there. I understand that this is a project that in the end somebody has to really get interested in. And I also understand that I'm pretty much a minority here doing electronic music and trying to do that sort of complicated setup. But if this ever comes up, I hope that my suggestion is useful and that maybe somebody finds it rational enough to at least give it some thought. Anyway, thanks for your attention. I really hope that that was a little bit useful and that maybe someone else can chime in and tell me what they think about this situation and whether they find my analysis helpful. Thank you.